RamseyAG.com, Ramsey Auto Group.
And good afternoon. Welcome to today's program, The Present Truth. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. Boy, if the world isn't going mad, I don't know what to say. You know, I'm going to go back a couple of years when Donald Trump was president, and I had told the audience that during the time that Donald Trump would be president, we in America would experience somewhat relative peace. And I likened the Trump presidency to the eye of a hurricane. And starting with Jimmy Carter, all the way to Barack Obama, the hurricane winds in America would begin with each president to Obama, the hurricane winds would increase. But at the time that Donald Trump would become president, for that roughly four-year period of time, the hurricane winds would subside, the skies would open, we'd have blue skies, a little bit of, you know, light breezes. But for the most part, America would experience a great blessing as a nation, as long as Donald Trump was president. And I did say that after Trump would be forced out of office, and I come for the prophecy in Revelation chapter 17, that Donald Trump would continue for a short space, that he wouldn't finish out his full time as president of America. And once he would finish out that time, the hurricane winds would once again begin to descend upon America as a nation. Well, Donald Trump was forced. He did win the election, but he was forced out of the White House. And the hurricane winds have once again begun. And they are going to continue to increase. They will never stop. Joe Biden is not the legal president of the country. He's just an imposter. But he has brought in evil to America like America hasn't seen ever. And because he was a person that was picked to replace Donald Trump, Joe Biden really is, he is a, I don't know, I want to be careful how I phrase this, a stooge, a buffoon, an idiot, he's incompetent, he has great power given to him by the deep state, dark state, That's the only power that he has, the only reason he's there. But he is causing hardship to this country. Just like I stated, after Donald Trump would leave, hardships would come once again. The hurricane winds of destruction would begin once again. They have begun. They're not going to stop. Nothing can change it. I know that there are many millions of American patriots, conservative people, that believe that Donald Trump is going to make a entrance, a rebound. I'm telling you, no, it is not going to happen. You're believing a lie. You're believing a myth. What you're hoping is going to happen is unreal, not true. No. Donald Trump, according to the Bible prophecies, he continued a short space, and his time is finished. He still would like to possibly make a return, but no. Donald Trump is not going to return to American politics. Are his children going to make an entrance into American politics? No. Why do I say that? Because the deep state, the dark state, the powers that be are not going to allow it. These powers, through a society, the Pilgrim Society, they have now been able to implement their plan to control America, to direct America in her future, and they're not going to, nothing is going to interfere with them. We can believe that, yes, there is hope for America. There is no hope for this country. There is no hope for the people of this country. The people who rule this country, anything, anyone that stands in their way, they are going to remove all obstacles. I say this not because, I say this because it's in the Bible. And I'll talk more about it when we come back. So, this is Rick Rodriguez. We'll be back in a few minutes. Please hold tight.
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do driveways?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do patios?
We do it!
Does EnviroShapes Concrete do sidewalks?
We do it!
Get a hold of EnviroShapes Concrete at 303-775-7926 or EnviroShapes@gmail.com.
Hey man, pass the bottle over and take a couple hits off the MyKind CBD. Get your CBD by going to 1360khnc.com and click on the shopping button, man.
Silly Jamaican, there's no THC in this product. It's certified THC free. Just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click the shop.
Called the Glass Doctor of Greeley. Foggy window panes, cracked or chipped windshields, glass shower installations. We do it. We do it good. Heavy equipment glass, home, business, or auto glass repair or replace. We do it real good. Call Glass Doctor of Greeley. Do it good.
Stupid robot! That cracks you up. Call the Glass Doctor of Greeley. 970-616-3100. That's 970-616-3100.
At Life Choices, we are helping women and men choose life and create stable futures for their children. You can help avoid the loss of another life by going to lifechoices.org or call 303-651-2050, extension 116, and donate. Make a difference and be a part of God's work by creating a better future for kids and families. lifechoices.org or 303-651-2050, extension 116.
We'll continue. So, I don't want to lie to you, so I won't. Are we going to be able to change things through the electoral process and turn things around in this coming election, the 2022 election? I do not see that happening. I do not see the politics of this nation being worth much of anything any longer. The Republicans, what we would call Republicans, the Republican base, it is a farce. The electoral process in this country now is a farce. And I just don't see changes coming. Not that are going to change anything in this nation ever again. As I have gone into these programs, I have talked to this audience about the Pilgrim Society. And I will continue to talk about the Pilgrim Society because it's the only society that is giving direction to the world presently. Do the European leaders know about the Pilgrim Society? Yes. Do most of the American people in Congress, House of Representatives, the presidents, intelligence agencies, academia, do they know about the Pilgrim Society, like at Harvard and Yale and these colleges and universities? Yes. Why? Because most of the alumni serve at the Pilgrim Society. The Pilgrim Society is, you could say, the hidden Illuminati society that rules the world. They have a plan to take over Eurasia, basically the land of Russia. The English intended to own Russia, control Russia, take over the vast resources in Russia, when they destroyed Russia through Vladimir Lenin. They never accomplished it. It doesn't mean they still don't have eyes on Russia. I'm going to read from whatdoesitmean.com, and I'll put all this together. Presently, the United States is pushing Russia into conflict in the Ukraine. And the European nations have been going along with the program. NATO nations, the EU nations, nations right there already in the NATO pact, bumping up to Russia's western borders. But, excuse me, But just in the last couple of days, two European nations, France and Germany, they were a little shocked when this, just presently, Mark Brzezinski, who is the son of Zbigniew Brzezinski, was sworn in to be the United States ambassador to Poland. The Brzezinskis never go away, but they were shocked. And this boy, the son of National Security Advisor Zbigniew Brzezinski, and the one thing that was important to know about Brzezinski is that he was the architect of a grand chessboard theory, a geostratic power. And that power structure, what he viewed was the Eurasian continent. That the Eurasian continent, Russia, would be the fulcrum of the world power. Brzezinski believed that it was the best interest of America to control Russia, given its richness in natural resources, physical wealth, and population, which today sees Russia as being the greatest Eurasian power, and the United States wanting to control over its world's largest natural resource wealth, which is valued over $75 trillion of natural wealth. So, just this last week, it saw Brzezinski's daughter, Mika, who is another, I would say, not worthless, because God uses all things for his purpose, but she is a wannabe, that saw Mika and her co-host husband, Joe Scarborough, another just wannabe, practically pounding their fists on their news desk, demanding that President Biden move aggressively against Russia. So, like father and daughter, the big prize is Russia. This is the conflict. This is why America has been pushing to force Russia into conflict, because Russia is the prize. There were times when the Pilgrim Society almost had their wishes concerning Russia. They destroyed it, 1917, destroyed it once again, almost destroyed it in the end of World War II. You know, Adolf Hitler, I do not believe Adolf Hitler accidentally made a bad military mistake by going into and trying to invade Russia in the late fall of, what was it, 43, 42. I don't believe that Hitler would make that kind of a mistake. I believe that because Adolf Hitler was being controlled by Pilgrim Society, I believe that the Pilgrim Society objectives told these people, forced Adolf Hitler to move German troops to attack Russia in the fall. And because of that, it cost Germany resources, manpower, and it cost them the war. But I believe it was Pilgrim Society that forced Adolf Hitler to attack Russia during the winter. I've studied Pilgrims. I can't see why Hitler would have made such a stupid move. But Russia held, and out of that, Russia became a world power, along with the United States, keeping America in check for about, 50 years, somewhere in there. Then, once again, the Pilgrims' plan was to destroy Russia's economy, destroy the ruble, which they did. But still, Russia was resilient, exists to this day. Why? Well, for those that may not know too much about Bible prophecy states that Russia has to be a very powerful leader in the world in the time in which we live. And though America is going to try to destroy Russia one more time through the Pilgrims are going to use America to destroy Russia. Even though Russia has to exist because Russia has prophecies in the book of Ezekiel chapter 38, Ezekiel chapter 39, these prophecies about Russia, about a people in an area called Rosh, they have to exist as a people. They have to be a great people. They have to be a powerful people. And they have to be a nation that has allies, that are influential allies in south of Russia, down to the northern part of the Middle East. And one of the nations that will have a prophecy, a joint prophecy together with Russia, will be present-day Iran. And America was trying to destroy Iran at the end of the Trump presidency, but Trump wouldn't go along with it, and that really displeased Pilgrim Society. Well, Iran and Russia are going to work together in a coming war. Also, Turkey. I believe that Turkey, Erdogan, is also going to be one of the nations that will work with Russia in the future as Russia moves to invade Israel. Also, I believe the Ukraine is going to be involved with Russia, which is why just here a couple of days ago, it appeared as if Zelensky of the Ukraine was trying to begin some type of dialogue with the Ministry of Defense in Russia to begin to talk to Russia, hoping to avert the conflict. The Ukraine, they know they have no choice, chance of surviving any type of Russian conflict. None. Russia will take them out. Period. Even with the United States, the Ukraine is going to suffer heavy, heavy damages and is probably not going to recover. And Zelensky, he knows that should there be conflict in the Ukraine, he is probably going to lose his presidency, his power, his control. That's one thing that these people are very, full of ego. They do not want to lose their power. So, I believe that the Ukraine, the western part of the Ukraine, filled with Nazis, with anti-Semite, with a Nazi element, and I mean it is Nazi Germany all over again there in western Ukraine. So just giving you an overview and some history. We'll be back in a few minutes. We'll continue. It's the present truth. Rick Rodriguez, Monday through Thursday, 2 to 3. Be right back.
This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
Hi, this is Steve Pardue, Ramsey Auto Group. My partner Mike Ramsey and I, we're at 6310 West 10th Street, Greeley, Colorado. RamseyAG.com, 970-443-5654. We are the working man's friend. We are a Christian-based company, and we believe in taking care of our customers even more than selling the vehicle. Come see us anytime. We specialize in large trucks and SUVs, and we do recondition our cars to a fault. 970-443-5654, RamseyAG.com, Ramsey Auto Group.
Most people think they can't afford to invest in gold and silver. But at the Patriot Trading Group, we believe that everyone should have the opportunity to own hard assets. That's why we created our Preferred Metals Program. You can get started for as little as $100 a month. Go to allamericangold.com and click on our Preferred Metals icon to learn how you can get started today. Or call us at 800-951-0592, the Patriot Trading Group, allamericangold.com.
Hi listeners, Jack here. The Hunting and Sportsman Gun Show is Northern Colorado's premier event in 2021. These shows feature dozens of vendors that guarantee the best selection of guns and ammo in Northern Colorado, from the Loveland Outlet Mall to Island Grove Park in Greeley. For show dates, locations, or table reservations, visit peshows.com. That is peshows.com. While you're out, visit Harsh Outdoors at 600 Oak Avenue in Eaton, Colorado. They carry a full line of ATVs, UTVs, mowers, trimmers, sprayers, and chainsaws from Husqvarna, DR, Generac, and EasyGo. Whether you have a half an acre or 1,000, they carry the equipment you need. They always have a full line gun store with lots of firearms, ammo, safes, and accessories. Check out harshoutdoors.com. That's harshoutdoors.com. Backyard or back 40, Harsh Outdoors has got you covered.
Hi, this is Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, Colorado. 970-616-3100. We take care of all of your home, auto, and business glass needs. Home glass repair, shower doors, mirrors, storefronts, window replacement. Come find us at 6310 West 10th Street in Greeley, Colorado. And don't forget your auto glass and heavy equipment. Again, Brett King, Glass Doctor of Greeley, 970-616-3100.
JD the Colorado Deplorable here to tell you about my new show, Swamp Fight, right here on AM 1360 KHNC Radio, Saturdays from noon to 1. Join me as we do battle in the D.C. swamp.
Okay, so, will America eventually take over Russia, the territory of Russia? I don't believe so. I think that when Russia's judgments come, there's not going to really be much of Russia left. As far as, America's going to have, according to the Bible, different objectives. The objectives eventually will be once again into the Middle East and be centered toward Israel. But in the meantime, Russia is going to have her partners, and one of the partners may also be Germany, and then also out of the North Africa will be Ethiopia and present-day Libya. I think these nations will also work with Russia in Russia's attack in the Middle East. In America, eventually America's interests will once again shift to Syria and toward the Middle East. Now, the nations know presently that to push Russia is going to be a big mistake. Russia's already told the world what it's going to do in its nuclear war doctrine, where it says it will methodically explain what it will do firstly, and to demonstrate its power. Then it's going to wait to see what happens. Next, it will launch nuclear strikes against key American and NATO military targets there in Europe. Then they'll wait to see what happens. And if there's a retaliation against Russia, then it's going to unleash the entire world's largest nuclear weapon arsenal ever against every American and NATO city. So Russia's made it clear what it will do. You push a dog into a corner, and you just don't know what's going to happen. Now, going back to Germany, just this week, German Foreign Minister Annalena Baerbock, she made a trip to Russia for urgent talks with Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov, and during that meeting, she declared, "It is important to flesh out the Normandy process again in order to move forward with the implementation of the Minsk agreements. This would contribute to the reinforcement of security in Europe. It is encouraging that all sides to the Normandy format and Minsk agreements stated their adherence to the agreements." And then she was quickly joining Germany in breaking with the United States to seek peace through diplomacy with Russia was French President Emmanuel Macron, who yesterday called for a new European order and declared, "The European Union must open its own talks with Russia rather than rely on Washington." And he warned of the prospect of the most tragic thing of all, war. So already, Germany and France are basically stating, we need our own dialogues. We don't need to have dialogue through the United States. We, as nations, will have direct dialogue with Russia, because they know that America is not going to back away from her plans for conflict. And they have, these nations, they have a lot to lose. America has nothing to lose. We're 3,000-4,000 miles away. But they have, I mean, that their nations can be easily destroyed. So they don't have any, America doesn't have any conflict. But now, behind the scenes in America, who is it that is pushing for this conflict? Again, we'll go back to Pilgrim Society out of London, Pilgrim Society out of New York. This society is the group together, West and East, jointly, who now know that Cecil Rhodes' plans to bring about a one-world government is attainable now. Not only attainable, but we're right on the edge of that, being able to do that. But to bring about this world, one world government, they have to have something that is very vital. And what is it that is vital that they have got to have? What is it? Well, they have to have a, it's in the book of Revelation. And in the book of Revelation, chapter 17, it is, I'm going to read it to you, chapter 17, verse 1. They have to have an occult system, but it's practical, it's logical, it has hands, it has feet, it has eyes, it has ears. It is not something in the ether. It is something that is practical. Revelation chapter 17, the mystery of a great harlot. One of the seven angels who had the seven bowls then came and spoke to me, saying, "Come with me, I will show you the doom, the sentence, the judgment of the great harlot, the idolatress, who is seated upon many waters." This harlot is seated upon many waters, meaning America. We sit upon many waters. We have the Gulf to the south, Atlantic to the east, Pacific to the west. She with whom the rulers of the earth have joined in prostitution or idolatry, and with the wine of those immorality, of wine of whose immorality, idolatry, the inhabitants of the earth have become intoxicated. Verse 3, and the angel bore me away in the spirit into a desert wilderness. I saw a woman seated on a scarlet beast that was all covered with blasphemous titles, names, and he had seven heads, 10 horns. That's a description of the coming nation of Antichrist. You know, we'll be back in a few minutes.
What's up, guys? It's Bucky Dillon from Your Morning Show, and I am proud to be partnered with Pride Roofing and Construction. There was a large windstorm recently. As many of you know, a lot of people's roofs ended up right in their lawn. Well, Pride Roofing and Construction would love to be the company that helps you out, and I cannot recommend them highly enough. They will come out and do a free, no-obligation inspection just so you know the condition of your home, and they will help you with every step of the insurance claim process. Just call 970-825-9305. Pride Roofing and Construction.
Hi, this is Mike Morris, owner of Warriors Revolution Tactical in Longmont. At Warriors Revolution, we have the largest selection of tactical gear and ammo in Northern Colorado. But what many people may not know is that we now sell firearms. And even despite the recent run on firearms and ammunition, we have plenty of product in the store, including ARs, AKs, Glocks, SIGs, HK, and more. And don't forget all the bulk ammunition at the best prices in town. Need to do a private firearms transfer? We can do that too. I am a veteran of the United States Marine Corps, and our team is made up of veterans and security experts, not a bunch of salesmen. Our team is trained and fought with much of the actual equipment we sell. And one thing you should know is that we support the foundations and principles this great country was founded upon. So if you need tactical gear, ammo, firearms, AR parts or upgrades, and even survival accessories, stop by and visit us on Ken Pratt Boulevard and Bowen Street in Longmont, or visit warriorsrevolution.com. That's warriorsrevolution.com.
Hi, I'm Kathy Roberts at Life Choices Pregnancy Medical Center. Life Choices serves women and men facing unplanned pregnancies who deserve to be heard. We offer pregnancy tests, ultrasounds, and education in a non-judgmental, confidential environment with a caring advocate. Our clients come in scared, confused, and overwhelmed by the size of their issue, but leave educated and empowered with the knowledge to choose life. To donate, visit our website at lifechoices.org.
Okay, now we'll go back to this mystery prostitute in Revelation chapter 17. It is described by the Apostle John as something being nebulous, but it's not nebulous at all. It is very, very logical, very practical. It is a system of control, not only for the nation, that not only for the nation, which would be America. This harlot, the base of this harlot, is the United States of America. And it's very practical, very logical, and I'm going to read what it is. Yes, it is very, very powerful. And it is a system, it is a culture. Now, it is a system of banks. You cannot operate without banking systems. It's impossible for this harlot to operate without banks, the control of banks, without law firms, without insurance companies, other businesses of the same manner. It cannot control, it cannot excuse me. It must have access and control media, especially the United States media. It has to control print and television. Yes, it appears to be nebulous, but it is not nebulous. With media, it has to have a system which would be a CIA operation, which would be a way in which it controls nations of the world. It would have a police mechanism within, internally, FBI, externally, CIA. It would have to have propaganda abilities, Mockingbird Press. It would have to have a political system exactly like we have in the United States of America. A Congress, a Senate, a House of Representatives, the judicial branch, with all of the apparatus. This woman in Revelation chapter 17 is very logical, very practical. There's nothing nebulous about it. It would have to have externally nations that would work with it, like British media, MI5, MI6, which would also be the European, the English Pilgrim Society network. It would have to have universities, fraternities. There would have to be cultural, scientific, revolutionary societies, because it is a culture. It's a very powerful culture. America as a culture is extremely powerful, more powerful than Egypt, Rome, Greece, Spain. Also, there would be a religious component to it. Religion. What kind of religion? All of the different secret societies involved in the occult. It wouldn't be Judeo-Christianity would be part of it, but that would not be eventually what would rule it and run it and direct it. Eventually, this nation would have to remove all Judeo-Christian thinking. There would be the Templars, Masonic orders for control. There would have to be big interests, major think tanks. Then you would have to have very powerful families helping to bring this nation to what it is, from what it initially wasn't to what it is presently. So you'd have to have the Rockefeller families, the Rockefeller foundations, the J.P. Morgans, all the other big interests. Also, again, you'd have to have Great Britain to be part of it. There would have to be a State Department. You'd have to have a Pentagon. You'd have to have the control of all military. National security advisors. Then you'd have to have elite grooming. You'd have to have these programs, which we could call MKUltra, mind control techniques, programs, where they would train the children of the elite, elite grooming. You'd have to have the main center for eavesdropping on all the citizens of this Babylon the Great, this great harlot, would come through the National Security Agency. This nation in Revelation chapter 17 is the United States of America. This is the kingdom that is going to destroy the nations of the world. We'll be right back.
Due to the responses to our Ostrafarian CBD commercial, here's a message from Arnold.
I don't know what the big deal is. I just try to use a little accent and sell some CBD and people get all upset at me. I just want to sell CBD. Buy CBD now. Now, buy it now.
To buy our fine, my kind CBD products, just go to the website, 1360khnc.com, click on the shop.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Next Gen Windows and Doors of Fort Collins provides superior window and door replacement to Northern Colorado homeowners for over 20 years. Next Gen was just voted best in NOCO for window service companies and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Call now for a free in-home evaluation, 970-888-6588, or visit them online at nextgenwindowsanddoors.com. Mention KHNC when you call and get a 5% discount. Winter's here. Stop the draft.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some.
Okay, Monday through Thursday from 2 to 3 for the Present Truth program. And then on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. All the programs are streamed always, and the these programs, as well as the other programs during the week and on the weekend for the hosts, are archived on 1360KHNC.com. This is 1360KHNC AM radio, 1360KHNC.com. For those that travel through the area, come in and out, you can always get the station, again, by going to 1360KHNC.com. With this matter of America, to see what America is in the Bible, Revelation chapter 17, this is a clear, complete, total picture of a mystery power at the end of the world, mystery Babylon, a mother of harlots, a nation that is going to be responsible for the murders, the suffering, bloodshed of millions and millions of people at the end of the world. And it just appears as if now, because we see that, you might say, the lid off the genie's bottle is off, and you can see all the evil people that at one time were somewhat hindered from their evil now being allowed to do their evil. And I say that with what's happening in Russia, the Pilgrim Society, which you have to say that Pilgrim Society is involved with Revelation chapter 17. It's an occult society. Revelation chapter 17 is talking about an occult nation at the end of the world, likened to a harlot full of evil and prostitution, and with the, how would I phrase it here? So a woman that's seated on a scarlet beast that's all covered with blasphemous titles. In other words, God hatred names, and this will be the nation of a coming Antichrist. And this woman in verse 6, drunk with the blood of saints, God's people, the blood of martyrs, and of the death of people internationally. That's it for this week. Have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday. 1360KHNC.com. Join me Sunday from 9 to noon on the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program. Talk to you then.
Warning! Warning! The person calling you has the coronavirus. The person calling you is infected with the coronavirus. Do not pick up. The virus is airborne and will travel through the ether wirelessly from phone to phone, thus infecting your phone. Save yourself and others around you. You will die if you answer this call. Do not pick up or you will be infected with the coronavirus.
Who will take care of you? How'll you get by when you're too old to work and you're too young to die?
Harmony Referrals will take care of you.
Do you want your elderly loved ones to get the best care, stress, and hassle-free?
Well, call Harmony Senior Referrals at 720-934-7740. Your best senior placement agency. They even do emergency placements in as little as 24 hours at no cost to you. Again, call 720-934-7740.
You're listening to The Roar of the Rockies, KHNC, 1360 AM.